Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
If you do anything about lotto numbers during Dave's World, I'll get ratty. So let's leave me have my Dave's World,
oh,
okay?
I've got something planned. I'll tell you after Dave's World.
Right, fine. So spuds. Potatoes. Why am I talking about potatoes? Talk about potatoes because I got a message on Instagram from a girl called Laura, who is currently in Colombia, having just been in Mexico. And she is there with her friends, Laura, Ruth, Anna, Audrey, Michelle, Julia, and Kira. Mm. And she said, Dave, we miss spuds. We're a load of Irish girls touring South America. We miss spuds. Can we not do a World Cup on spuds? And I went, well, like, yeah, give me some ideas. And she went, like, chips, crisps, mashed potatoes. I went, there's not 32 things of potatoes.
Potato croquettes.
She said. Then she said, leave it with me. A few days later, they put their heads together and they came up with a list of 32 potato dishes, and that's my new World Cup. And in fairness to them, they're brilliant. They're
hash
absolutely
browns,
amazing.
Potato gratin.
Yeah, it's all there, Maria. It's all there. It's in there. I'll tell you what else is in there if you want to know very quickly.
Baked potato.
Yes, baked potato. Wedges. Hasselback potatoes, curly fries, Spanish omelette.
Are sweet potatoes in there?
No, sweet potatoes are not in there, no. Croquettes, mashed, chipper chips, potato salad, patatas bravas.
So it, like, Burger King chips could be up against McDonald's?
No, I only put McDonald's chips in because Burger King chips are gross. Yes.
What? So,
how dare you?
I made a decision. It's my World Cup. I made a decision.
Burger
McDonald's
King
went in.
Chips are way nicer than McDonald's.
No. If you run your own World Cups, you can put them in, but I'm putting in McDonald's chips.
I would imagine they'd have more potato on the inside of them.
Don't care.
A Burger King chip than McDonald's a McDonald's one.
Anyway, it got me thinking about potatoes for Dave's World. And
you
I was like,
won't listen to you.
No, I know.
What is up? Why do we call potatoes spuds? And there is a rumor. That's an incorrect rumor.
Can I offer a hypothesis? Because I think I know the answer.
Okay.
There was a tradition, like 100 years ago, there was like a parlor game where people would put potatoes in their pants.
Oh, God.
Right? And then they'd run around.
Mm.
And then part of the game was, it was like, you'd shout like, Little Lord Fauntleroy, get the spuds.
Right. And what was
spuds? You'd chase them. And then you'd have to pull down the pants of the person to get the potato out of the pants, whoever
got
them.
That's how COVID started.
Absolutely is not acceptable these days.
That's where spud came from.
Oh.
Stop pulling underpants down.
Oh, you'd shout that.
You'd shout, stop pulling underpants down, and then you'd probably get cholera.
Wow. That's not true. The other one that isn't true is that in the 19th century, there was an activist group called the Society for the Prevention of an Unwholesome Diet who were anti-potatoes people. Who didn't want potatoes in Britain, and they didn't want people eating the tubers.
Why?
Don't do it. Because a lot of people thought that when... Tubers. A lot of people thought that potatoes were poisonous because wild potatoes can be poisonous. And you know the little... You know the flowery bits that grow on your potatoes that have been there for a while and you cut them off or whatever?
Yeah.
Those sprouts can be poisonous. Now, I mean, you'd need to eat...
Oh, really?
10,000 of them together.
Johnny will not eat potatoes if he sees them on it.
Well, maybe he's like the people that were there. Anyway.
I'd say the British people just went, oh my God, a million Irish people just died. And they're like, what? What were they eating? Potatoes. We are not eating them.
No, this is 300 years previous.
Okay.
But anyway, that's all wrong. That is all wrong. That the spud is not. Spud is from, actually, Dermot, you'll like this. It's actually from.
Stop pulling underpants.
No. It's from an old word in a lot of different languages, meaning a short dagger. So in Latin, it was called a spad. In Old Norse, it was a spjut. In Dutch, it was a spid. And basically, it was a dagger, a short little dagger. But eventually, over time, that came to be what was called for a little short little spade that you would dig potatoes out of the ground with, a spud. You would use the spud to dig the potatoes. And that is now why we call potato spuds, because of the little shovel. How about that?
Did not know that.
Well, I didn't know that either.
Johnny, my husband, his nickname is Spud.
Why?
No idea. He either won't tell me or he doesn't know.
Was it because he likes spuds?
No.
Is he a big potato man?
Anything to do with that.
Sometimes he just gets called Spud because of your head.
Johnny hasn't got a Spud head though.
No.
Well, maybe he did when he was 8 or something.
Maybe he had a weird haircut or something.
Yeah. Anyway. It doesn't take much to be called Spud.
Not in Ireland.
No.
No. If you want to play the World Cup and decide what is better, potato gratin or potato cakes or wedges or smash.
Cakes.
Remember smash?
Oh, smash is gross.
Yeah, it's so gross.
Very good for thickening things, though.
It's losing 97.3. So people do think it's gross.
It's also used as a coating kind of for, you know, southern fried chicken and stuff if you're using an air fryer, guys.
Well, if you want to have a vote on the World Cup on potatoes, at Dave Today FM is where to go. But thank you to Laura and all the ladies travelling around South America thinking and dreaming of potatoes. And weird that there aren't enough potato dishes in South America for them to actually kind of satisfy their hunger, because that's where the potato came from. It was up in the Andes Mountains was the first domestication of the potato. And then that's what got brought to Europe back in the...
And now
in
we
the 1500s.
Own it ours.
By Sir Walter Raleigh, who invented the bicycle.
May or may not be true.
One of my favourite dinners that I used to always have after school, my mother would have it ready when I got in, was she named it volcano spuds.
Okay.
Where she'd make mash and then build it into a little volcano shape and then put a hole in the middle and pour the gravy into the middle and then it'd all drip out over the sides. Salt and pepper.
Starve balls now.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.